Unit 2, page 15. Listening. Exercise 1.
On today's programme, we'll hear about some of the chateaux or castles of the Loire Valley in France. We have architect Sandy Dubbins in the studio to talk in particular about Chambord. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that one of the biggest castles in the region?
Yes, that's quite right. The biggest, in fact. When the building was complete, people said that the roof looked like a whole town or city. They compared it to the skyline of 16th century Constantinople.
That sounds enormous.
Yes. Chambord had 440 rooms and just as many fireplaces. Some of the fireplaces are big enough to stand up in, so you can imagine how many large chimneys decorated the castle roof.
Yes, that's a lot of chimneys.
The thing is, King François I didn't really need it. He already owned at least two other wonderful chateaux nearby. But he wanted a place where he could go hunting. He bought 10,000 acres of land and began building in 1519. Experts still aren't certain who the original architect was. More than one architect worked on the building.
So, how long did it take to build?
About 30 years.
It's a very good example of Renaissance architecture. Did any well-known artists work on the building?
Well, there is a magnificent double staircase inside Chambord. It's a bit like a DNA helix. The two staircases are connected, but if two people start walking up one staircase and down the other, they won't see each other. It is possible that this staircase was designed by Leonardo da Vinci.
So did François I ever live there?
No, he didn't. He never actually lived there. He only used it for short hunting trips. It was a very impractical castle. It was too big. It always felt cold, and it was very difficult to heat. There wasn't any furniture, and there wasn't any way to get food nearby. So when the king and his court visited, they had to bring everything with them. Food, plates, glasses, furniture, everything.
Wow. They needed to do a lot of packing.